Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. My name is Toray. Happy Monday. And thank you for those of you who are already calling in. And we have our chat room up tonight. Why, do you ask? Because we have a functional laptop that can handle chat now. Again. Hooray! Okay, well, you know, our show tonight is all about looking for positive signs. And I hope that you're paying attention to those positive signs out there. You know, every day when I start my day, I'm about promoting what's going on in my life and doing with the show, with what I do with psychic reading. And even if I'm playing music, where I'm at, and so on. And I always look for pictures to put with the story. And today I found a picture of a triple rainbow in my phone. And I said, that's the picture, and that's what I want to talk about. Because rainbows are big messages for people, for hope. That's positive. After we had our very big mass shooting in Orlando, you know, there was a huge rainbow over Orlando in the morning, in the next day. It was just like, wow. You know, we all had to take a step back and think, what a positive message that so many people came together for so many people hurting, and that there was hope and that there was healing. So if you have a question tonight, and please remember to limit to one question, because I do have a fair amount of people on the switchboard. And you have a question about, you know, is there a positive sign coming or anything of that nature, what we're talking about tonight, or just something if you'd like to know outcome of something, okay? Just a quick reminder, I had a wonderful Sunday at Luna Soul Esoterica in Sanford, and I'm back there Wednesday. But tomorrow, if you're out and about in Orlando, I will be at Universal Studios. That's right, Universal Studios, one of my old stomping grounds. And, of course, this weekend I will be Saturday at Gala Days in Casadega, as they say, on the other side of the tracks. I'm no longer at the hotel, if you don't know that by now. So I will be in town just promoting love and the intention of healing, and what I do with readings. So if you're there, come see me at the Andrew Jackson Davis building. That's the bookstore, and there's a big room behind it. That's where all the readers and vendors and such will be that are inside. We also have them outside throughout town. So we're going to be spreading a lot of positive energy on Saturday. So I'm going to take our first caller. Caller in the 813.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. My name is Nicole.
Hello, Nicole. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Yes, my husband is residing in Florida, in Tampa, exactly. He's currently incarcerated in Tampa. And I'm currently living in Indiana, and we're separated, and I haven't heard from him since the 28th of July. That's the last letter I received. I was wondering, when is he going to contact me again?
Okay. Nicole, I think you even called into the show before, and I told you that for some reason I saw like 2 to 3 months, so that would have been like, you know, about the time he was supposed to be released, if I remember something about that. Am I correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's see.
But he said to release him the end of September. But yeah, but right. Like I said, I haven't heard from him since the 28th of July, so it's been like dead silence. And I'm getting kind of worried and anxious.
You're getting antsy and anxious. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm getting a lot of interesting energy around the number three. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting this feeling that he doesn't want you to get your hopes up and something changes. I'm just kind of getting that energy from him. Like one day he knows that that's a time. The next day it's changed. Okay. And there's very, but I do see I saw a lot of frustration around that. And so I think that out of your free, on your benefit, he doesn't want to just get you all like, you know, upset. Like that's not the day or that's not it. Now it's changed. But I know that you're stronger than that, but let him be the man, let him show you, okay? Let him prove to you that his word is his bond, and I know that is an anxious feeling waiting to hear back from somebody who's on, say, the inside. I do not see anything on the heavy negative, just looking here real quick. I'd like to double-check. You know, because it's just like I feel the heavy burden of a lot of frustrations with him, and he's not. He just doesn't want to. He just doesn't want to go there right now. It's not that he doesn't love you or care, but you're feeling like that. You're the one who's feeling like that, and you should not. You should just hang in there. It's not that much longer, I promise you. I feel like, so today is the 8th, and that 9 card is like a reward card with me. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that the first card I got is an 18, which is Cinderella. I'm using my inner child deck with you, okay?
Okay.
So Cinderella is 18 in the tarot, by the way. So just reminding you, which 18 is a 9 in numerology. So therein lies the 9. Boy, you got my spiritual chills, honey. So that way I know that, you know, you're going to get a message with, it feels like the 9th. I mean, you know, the 9 and the 9 and just kind of adding that up again and again. So you just kind of hang in there because I know that he just doesn't want to burden you with frustration. And that's, I think, what has happened the biggest with his situation. Is that he was looking for a release
date. I'm starting to feel like I did something wrong. That feeling like, did I do something wrong? Did I say something? Did I do something? Because I haven't heard.
No. You haven't put anything more out there. You know, I mean, he's the one who has to make amends with things.
I'm sorry, what?
He's the one who has to make amends with all the situations right now. You know.
Okay.
You're not messing with that energy. This is cleanup time for him.
Okay.
So you're just internalizing a lot. So I recommend you kind of that you get out there and just get out and about and just freshen your energy up, okay?
Okay.
Because I feel like you're kind of like inside and like kind of holding on, really not focused on anything else. And you need to. You need to be stronger than that. Because you're getting frustrated, and you're putting it right away, you're putting it on you, and it's not all about you on this at all. You know, people on the inside, they just don't like to, you know, they don't want to share all their grief moments. It's a very, it's a heavy place to be, no matter how light the sentence is. It's still heavy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see him wanting to down you, okay? He's trying to come up out of this with positive energy. So have you been looking out your window, by the way, and seeing any kind of interesting things going by, animals or anything like that?
I had my cat with me, and I'm just, like I said, I have been going out today. I had some things I had to take care of today, and I have been doing some things. And I have been busy last week and this week, so it has been kind of like that, but it's like. But that,
you need to look for
help.
Signs, dear. You just need to look for signs. Pay attention to the universe. They're trying to send you messages through animals. That's what my guide is saying with you.
Yeah.
So even if it's a butterfly.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Even if it's a butterfly, it's a meaning of hope, message of hope and transformation.
Yeah. And I was also wondering, because the reason why we separated was because there was another energy, female energy, and I was hoping that that energy was wasn't coming back in. I'm hoping that energy is completely gone. Is that energy completely gone, or is that coming back in?
I have seen, actually, the Lover's card upside down, so all I can tell you is what's in the past is in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Don't get all hung up on that. And by God, you know, think about it. If he's trying to make this right with you, if his intention was to try to juggle two women, then,
uh-huh.
you know, do we need that man? No, we don't. But
I don't
see that. I see more about a happier time. But I just don't feel like he wants to burden you, really.
All right.
And he doesn't want to send you mixed messages either. Hang
all
in
right.
there. I keep seeing a butterfly, like a yellow butterfly coming for you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Nicole. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope keep sending out hope and bright energy for you.
All right, thank you so much. All right, bye.
Thank you. Good night. Okay. Okay. Well, we've had a few different messages and stuff. I got to check back in chat. Aloha. Aloha Jay was here. I miss you, Aloha Jay. Okay, I'm going to take another call. Okay, the 312. Hello, caller in the 312.
Hello. I was wondering if you see, I'm waiting for a check right now. I put in, I'm waiting for a check for some work that I did. And, my name's Karen.
Hi,
and,
Karen.
Hello. And I'm just wondering if you see any money or any type of any money on my way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know you're really... You're just, everything is in transformation time. It's in, like, I get five energies with you right now. So there's a lot of big changes that are occurring as well with you. Everything is five, and there's an eight. You're not, I just think that is this a big check, by the way?
No, it's only like,
this one is
$200, but there I am waiting for one that may be in the $500 or $600 range,
yeah.
Maybe seven.
I keep seeing that's what I'm seeing is a bigger check than than this check you're getting. Okay, so obviously there is it's like right around the corner. My guide is showing me, so you got to hang in there. I feel like 1 to 3 days or something of that nature. But there is a bigger one coming. And that five is a great energy for you because I feel like you're like dancing on top of something. Like, you know, I can breathe easier now. I can groove. Okay.
Okay.
Got my chills on that. So I know that spirit's confirmation way of confirming things for you. And I feel like even like you'll get to go do something with somebody and have a happy time where you've been kind of frustrated not being able to do that.
Okay. Yeah, maybe a little celebration.
Like, finally I can do something now. I'm not so tight, you know, for money, for funds.
Okay. Sounds good.
So just a couple days.
So
it's just around the corner. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay. Have a great night,
sounds
dear.
Good. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Kathy. And, let's see, what else is going on? And, hello, and guest 3095, hang in there, honey. And if you have a question and you say in chat, anything you ask me in chat, you know, that's what I put on the show. So just remember that as we're going along. And I've got a caller in the 216 and 780. So hang on just a minute. I'm going to take a quick break, get a sip of water, et cetera, and talk about bright energies and positive signs. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
show. Oh, belly dance, belly dance. Welcome back to the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. My name is Tore, and someone in chat, Aloha Jane, asked, what song is that? And I mistyped, but it is Sisters of the Moon, because I'm a moon girl, I'm a Cancer. And that is, of course, Stevie Nicks, who I've just seen just grow and grow as an artist throughout the years. Even met Stevie once in Atlanta, met her brother before I got to meet her. And they both have really great energy. And she looked amazing. And it's amazing what can happen when you get out of a bad cycle of energy and you heal. And she most certainly did. And I'm very thankful for that, because her tagline when you see her in concert is always, as long as you keep coming, I'll keep coming back, and I'll be here for you. So something to that effect. Anyway, we're talking about positive messages, positive signs. How many of you out there see feathers? Do you find a feather in your walk or when you step outside? Do you find a feather? Well, you know, that's a positive sign. That's a sign from your angels. It could be a sign also from spirit. And how many of you find money? I mean, I'm not talking, you know, $20 bill, and that's nice, but if you find pennies or nickels or dimes, that is a positive sign. That's, for me, I always find a certain denomination, and I know it's my grandfather, my maternal grandfather. And with my father, I find another denomination because I asked for a raise. So I said, how about a raise if I see that sign, if you send me that same sign? So he did. And mine is shiny and silver. Yay. So I do hope that you look for signs, that you are looking beyond, you know, the mundane. Look beyond just that moment of panic and fury. Get out of that moment. Go do something else. The universe will send you a sign. And as I mentioned, rainbows, they're huge. Behind every storm cloud, behind every dark cloud, at the end of the rain, the clouds parting, you know, there's a sign. A sign that says, you know, it's going to be a brighter time now. Chip up. Okay, here's a rainbow. We're throwing you all the colors of your chakras. So, going to take the caller in the 216. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm doing wonderful.
So
my name is my name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Thanks for calling the show.
Well, thank you. I want to see what you can see, like, coming up, new, what's happening next in my career, new opportunities.
Okay. Let me see. Yeah, what can we get?
Employment,
Sharon,
yeah.
Correct?
That's correct.
Employment. Okay. Well, I know that you're really still seeking a greater happiness, kind of a higher performance energy now. There's somebody in front of you, like in charge, because they showed me the Emperor. And I'm using my inner child deck tonight. So
okay.
It's filled with like fairy tales. So we have all these, like the Ten of Hearts and the world, and they're in reverse because it's like we're waiting on something to turn. But what comes after that is the Emperor's new clothes, is the story. So, you know, the Emperor and that whole story about, you know, how do you like me now? And just believing everything that everybody, you know, shines on him. So but I see that it's all kind of opening up to and guarding yourself, because that's what comes up behind this. You have to toot your own horn and, you know, guard yourself a little more on this. And don't believe that just because somebody says, oh, well, I'm really in with this situation, and, you know, we all know that I'm going to get it anyway. I keep feeling like people trying to kind of squash in promotion energy, okay?
And your independence, your independence and your strength of character, they go greater than all that noise anyway. So my guide says in less than 3 days. Wow. Okay. So that's interesting. You're going to get a message from Spirit, a big message, a big sign. Do you know anybody who's a Pisces, by the way?
Gosh. I'm trying to think about any friends.
End of February. Yeah, mid-February to March. Okay.
No friends, honest to God.
Okay.
Not even family is Pisces, but go on.
Somebody in your, maybe it's in your employment because I got it around work. Okay.
Okay.
So because of the swords that showed up. But I see like a new development happening. So I feel like the frustrations are going to turn, and we've got that one of pentacles, the ace of pentacles throwing at you right now. So that's a really big sign about starting, like kind of putting your roots down into a new situation. Okay. But my guide says you're a little frustrated because you know you're worth more. You know you're worth more right now than what you're getting. So hang in there, because I feel like that is supposed to be on your plate. It's in your path right now. So
do you see it coming soon then? That's what you mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And whoever's there trying to like block all this, I keep feeling like your energy just blows, like rolls them over, runs them right over. So
don't get caught up
in any of their stuff whatsoever, because, hey, you know, the way I see it is proof's in the pudding. You know, it's hard to be authentic and real. It takes more character to be that than it is to be the copycat and to go along and the lemming and so on. So you have planted your seed and your roots, and you are who you are, and there's no swaying that. So imposters be gone. You know, hang in there. It should be like really, really soon. You're going to, like I said, you're going to get something in the next message in the next couple of days that is just going to like,
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. You're so welcome.
Have
I'm
a wonderful evening.
You too.
I'm rooting
Thank
for myself.
You.
Have a good day.
I love it. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Wow, that's so awesome. Okay. One of the things that I want you to remember about signs and being positive is that no matter how many times you get the no, no matter how many times you're turned down or away, there's still that whole energy around you that says, don't give up. Do your chakras, run your colors, as we say in the I Am, run them. So when you get out of the shower, visualize yourself in pure white light, pure white skin all over you, glowing. Doesn't matter what color your true skin is, just envision yourself glowing in this pure white energy. And then stand there and run the colors from foot to crown. So you're painted and bathed in each color. You know what that really does? That aligns your energy. Yes, it aligns your energy to be positive, brighter, to not connect with negativity and just, you know, naysayers. And I always feel that karma comes back to those who try to do harm and negative energy. So we're looking not as how to, you know, avoid this person. We just avoid it. We get it out of our head. We don't recycle that energy. We focus on what something great comes into our energy. Like today, I went back to my gym, and I had been kind of sick, so I had to lay out for a little bit and heal and then feel stronger, and I was only going once a week. So today I went in, and I said, you know, the reason I know I got sick was because it would frustrate me that people would not wipe down, you know, the equipment after they worked on it. And, you know, that's like their big hang up there, the big policy. And it should be, because we're all sharing equipment and, you know, sweat and so on. So I'm going to get my little towel and spraying on this machine I was finishing. This woman came up behind me and I heard, I got it. And I came back and she was wiping down my equipment. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, thank you. She goes, I appreciate that you did that. You know, and that was my sign that say, don't give up, and don't give up on this June, just because I call them schmoes. Just because a few schmoes don't want to clean up after themselves and think somebody else should, you know, love their smell of perspiration and so on. So I just didn't let that get me down today, and she was my helper. She was my guardian from the universe saying, somebody else is going to support your view and clean up behind you and make you feel like, you know, that's appreciated. So that was my little bright side sign today. It's not much. It doesn't take much. Why should we look for huge messages all the time? It should be something greater than that. In the smallest of details, there's a greater message. I'm going to take this call in the 646. Hello. Hello. How are you this evening? I am well. And how are you?
I'm doing
Lenore?
Pretty
good. I'm sorry? Yes. Is this Lenore?
Oh, no. My name is not Lenore. My name is...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. What is your name then?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You said what prefix?
Huh?
I think you had the same prefix as a person who calls into our show.
Oh, no. Okay, this is my first time calling into your show, so I'm a newbie.
Lynn. And who are this newbie?
Okay, my name is Terry, and I'm calling from the Bronx, New York.
Yay, welcome.
Yay.
Okay, Terry.
Okay, I have a question in regards to a legal matter that I'm preparing for, and I'm going to have to possibly retain a lawyer to put in a claim. It's not a lawsuit. It's to put in a claim against a fraudulent lawyer that had been handling my case. Now, what I'm going to be doing is reaching out to two people. One, I can reach out to my former professor. She's a judge, just to get, just to make sure my case went in the right direction. Or I can go through somebody that I met through on Blog Talk Radio. What do my guides want me to do?
Okay. You know what? First of all, I'm going to tell you, everything that I pulled up with my inner child deck came out beautiful. The Guardian of Swords, the Three of Crystals, and the Ten of Crystals. So, yes, you have every right to be the winner in that end. Okay?
Okay.
Every right. Okay.
Okay.
Because, you know, we don't want to go there, but we're going to focus on the positive. I see a change in the spin and a new fire beginning, and I'm wrapping up my show with this, so just hang on 1 second. So I'm going to say that that there might be false energy around somebody who can say they could help you and all this. Be very cautious of that, okay?
That's what I was thinking. You are right. It's a male. I didn't reply back to the email. I was very, very thankful for the information, but I'm not going to work with him because I don't feel comfortable because I don't know him, and then he may try to take over.
Right.
Yeah.
Stick with who you know. Yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. So I'm just in the process of preparing the case, and I think I'm going to have a law student to help me, and then I'm all good to go.
Happy thoughts for you, my dear.
Thank you. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that is our show for tonight, and thank you all for tuning in, holding on, and listening. And I really am glad that you did, and always remember to look for a positive sign. You never know what you're going to get, but just look for the positive energy. And I'm going to use your tag, Aloha Jay. So this is Teray, and some of you know me as Psychic Teray, Venus in Velvet, and so on. But I'm wishing you a happy thoughts and bright energy. And always look on the bright side, Monty Python says. And aloha, namaste.